But it has not been that long since Carlos Wayne Anderson has been here. Thank God. As within, so without. Please tell us what that's all about. Carlos.
Rhianna, she in the back. What a blessing. What an amazing gift you are to me. And Brother Ray and the band, that was fabulous. Thank you so much. Hug me up. I was telling Britt in the back that for a couple of weeks I've been working around the house, but I've been working through a cold. Me and Timothy have been arguing about who gave who the cold. I think he gave me the cold, but he thinks I gave him the cold, but it's one of those things that's hanging on. So I've just been hacking and coughing and sneezing so much and chills and fevers. I keep thinking it should have run its course, but it hasn't. I told Britt that I was thinking yesterday, how am I going to go to New York and how am I going to speak and how am I going to do a workshop? How am I going to manage? And into my mind came the miracle solution. DayQuil. So I'm on DayQuil. And my system is very sensitive to anything that I intake. And so driving here today, I had to just keep remembering, you're not the passenger, you're the driver. You can't just float off somewhere. You have to stay behind the wheel and watch the road and do all that. And then when Marianne was just doing her song with the band, I was just thinking, this is so beautiful. I just wish I were here just as an audience member who were here at a show that they were giving today. And all of a sudden, before I knew it, Britt was saying, Carlos Anderson, come on up. So I'm up. I'm up here. As within, so without. I have so much opportunity to look at my life and to see what's going on. One thing that is so fun for me is to catch myself when I'm projecting. One great thing about it is to notice that as the years go by, with my deepening of my studies, with my deepening of the truth principles, with my times of meditation, with my times of contemplation, I catch myself projecting so less and less and less. I think it's something that we might always periodically catch ourselves projecting, but I love to notice that I've come so far. My daddy used to say, I may not be where I want to be, but thank God I ain't where I used to be. And I might not be who I want to be, but thank God I ain't who I used to be. So I love just exploring myself and always looking in to find out, like, who is having this experience? And what in me is causing this experience? I had an opportunity a few weeks ago to be at the Unity Church that I'm one of the ministers at in Brookline, Massachusetts, outside of Boston. And there were a couple of new people that came in. And so they approached me during the fellowship after service. And they said, we didn't really get the fullness because by the time we found the church today, you were actually doing your closing song. So we have some questions for you. And one of them began and said, so what is this Unity Church like? I've been at several Unity churches during the course of my life. What is this one like? And I said, well, what was the one like that you most recently were involved in? Well, in the church that I was most recently involved in, that Unity Church, I found that the people were good at speaking about the principles, but I really didn't see a whole bunch of people living the principles. I saw a lot of agitation and a lot of division there. It really startled me. I tried to stay there as long as I could, but it just seemed like the people weren't living up to the principles fully. I found the speakers to be good in the beginning and interesting, but as time went on, they just didn't seem like they had that spirit anymore. So what's this one like? I said, you'll probably find it to be exactly like the one you left. The other person who was there for the first time had also asked the question. She wasn't in the space when I answered, what's this Unity Church like? Well, have you been to any others? Yes, out in the Midwest, in Ohio. I was a member of the Unity Church out there for many years. What was that one like? Oh, I found that the people were constantly growing into a deeper and deeper capacity to live out the principles. Everyone had such good intentions there. We all fall short of the mark sometimes, and all of us have the human experience sometimes, but I really saw this group of people as being dedicated to the best of their ability to living at their highest self. And the speakers never failed to thrill me, and I loved everyone there. The people in the bookstore were so nice. The people on the chaplaincy program were so there for me. What's this one like? You'll probably find it to be very much like the one you left. Because wherever you go, there you are. I've heard people during these recent years since our brother Donald Trump kind of entered into the mainstream of our media when he decided to run for president some years ago. And over the years, I've heard a lot of people say things like, oh my God, this man has increased racism and division and separatism in our country. This man has brought about so much division, so much animosity between people, so much. Who would have thought after all of these years that he would introduce such racism? And then later people began to go, you know what? He didn't introduce it. He presented an opportunity for it to be revealed. Now, I have known throughout the years so many wonderful, gentle, loving, sweet people in all of the churches that I've been involved in. Just so good, just so kind, just so sweet. Just a good word for everybody. A lot of them are healers, and they have been people who have brought their massage tables over to my house, and they've done Reiki on me, and they've done magnified healing on me, and they've done energy work on me, and some of them have just laid hands on me and spoken in heavenly language tongues, and it's been such a wonderful experience. However, what I've noticed over these last several years is that whenever I have checked in to Facebook, which I do very rarely, some of these sweet, gentle, loving, graceful, all-encompassing people who have been laying hands on me for the last 12 years have been presenting such viciousness, such darkness, such attacks, that it has blown my mind. Such intensity of negativity. Clearly, some of them would not mind if this man were to drop dead today. Clearly, some of them are hoping that he falls in a great demise. And I tell you that some of them, I have read what they are posting and I've gone, I wonder if they know that just as Mr. Trump did not put racism and division in this country, he did not put that darkness into them. He is simply revealing the darkness that is there. And to some of them, the darkness is so deep and the energy is so intense that it rocks me to my core. And so, when any of them call me and say, would you like to make an appointment for me to come and lay hands on you? I go, oh, no, I don't want to be laying on no table with my heart chakra wide open in my complete state of vulnerability and let the person that has been spewing that out on a daily basis lay hands and put their energy in me? No, no, no. And you know, a couple of them I've told, I said, you know, probably it's not going to happen again. And I've told them the reason. And they fully believe, or at least they fully confess, that this is not who I am. This is not really in me. I mean, he triggers it. It just, you know, we're all swimming in race consciousness. And so he triggers the race consciousness. It comes through my mouth or through my fingers when I'm talking, and I go, no, 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 no. It's in us. This whole workshop I've been doing on shadow boxing, the whole premise of it is that whenever we are fighting with or contending with an enemy out there, it is really a doing battle with something in us. I call it the shadow self. I love it when people tell me, I have no shadow self. And I always am clear, it's your shadow self that's speaking. Only the shadows would say, I have no shadow. Anybody with any light sense will go, we all have a shadow self. It comes with the territory. We all have that piece in us which looks at the particular image on the Chinese coin that has the same image on both sides, and one image is interpreted, we have reason to fear. And the other one, we have reason to get excited. One image brings the thought of danger, while the other brings the thought of opportunity. I'm very clear about my shadow self. And once again, I'm very clear that I am not allowing my shadow self to be the lead in me. You can always tell when the shadow self has a lead in your life, because you will be projecting. You will always find someone who is so dark that it makes you feel light to speak of their darkness. You will always find someone who is doing it so wrong that it allows you to feel like you're doing it so right. You will always find someone who you feel is less than you, so that you can feel more than how you have been feeling about you. But it's always what's within projecting out. I had a friend of mine years ago who, when his daughter was about 3 years old, he saw her in front of the mirror, and she was in the mirror. He looked at her, she's in the mirror, and she's got her two fingers, and she's doing like that to the surface of the mirror, just kept doing it. He didn't know what she was doing. Maybe there was a gnat on the mirror, a fly, whatever. And so he went about his business. He came back a good while later, and she's still in the mirror. She's got these fingers, and she's picking at the mirror, like, and she's getting so energized about it. She's getting so upset about whatever her mission is, it's not being accomplished. And her dad said, what are you doing in there? She said, I'm trying to get this booger out of my nose. She thought, when she looked in the mirror, something was in her nose. She thought the image was where it was. She told her daddy, I'm trying to get this booger out of my nose by trying to pick at the mirror to get it out. This is what I think we do. We are aware of some emptiness within us. We do not want to acknowledge that that emptiness or shadow self is within us. So we are always picking at the mirror. When you find yourself picking at someone and being frustrated with that someone or those someones who you believe, because of what they are doing, they have the power to allow you to experience greater peace, or they have the power to bring you into fear. Regardless of which it is, when you are announcing that someone out there is either making you so happy and feel so safe, and thank God for them, or someone out there is bringing you agitation, is bringing you down, is making you feel not complete either way, you're picking at a mirror when the booger's in your nose. That's the way it is. And so I love that when these two visitors to Unity in the City in Brookline, they tracked me down, started following me around individually in the fellowship hall, and said, "Why did you say that? Why did you say the people here are probably going to be like the people there?" And I said, "Well, I'm definitely in fellowship hall. I've already preached. I'm not going to give a sermon to you individually right now. I just want you to think about it. I want you to think about why I said you will probably experience this unity to be very much like the others you have experienced." And I loved when one of them got back to me through email and said, "I had such an aha moment." And this is the one who had not been at any one Unity very long. This person had been at a Unity church for about a year, year and a half, got let down, got disgusted, got whatever, found another Unity church that lasted about 8 months, and they went, "Oh, same old thing going on here," and they left. So I really got what you were telling me, that I bring my expectations, I bring my consciousness, I bring myself wherever I go. I was telling a friend of mine, he is about to lose, his mother is about to lose one of the stately mansions in Western Massachusetts, in Hatfield, Massachusetts, and she is about to lose it to the bank, and he's pretty furious with her about not having kept things in order. She didn't pay her taxes. She didn't pay her mortgage. She took out two or three loans on the house, and now she's losing the house, and da-da-da-da, and he's so upset with her. She must not be psychologically balanced. Maybe she's having early Alzheimer's. And I said to him, "Why do you care? Why do you care? She's living her life. She's older now. She's looking forward, actually, to going home. Home, capital H, home. Why do you think she's made a mess of it all?" And he said, "Because it was going to go to me." I said, "So she messed up your plan. When did she start messing up the plan to your awareness?" "This began 2 or 3 years ago when I noticed she wasn't taking care of business." "Did you step in to help? Did you do anything? Did you put any of your money into trying to help save the place? When the roof was leaking, did you put part of your finances into fixing it? Or did you just blame her?" You see, it's what's in you that you're upset with. You're upset that you did not take care of business, but you can't acknowledge that. And so therefore, it's she has lost her mind. She is in denial. I don't know what's wrong with her. Nobody. It's because I love you that I'm willing to tell you. It's what's in you that is being presented out. And we always have to find someone to blame when we are not willing to acknowledge and to accept our personal responsibility for managing the shadow self. So many of us are in the mirror, picking at the mirror, not calling it a mirror, calling it somebody. He or she or they or it, when it's really us. It's always us. We are always experiencing on the outside what's inside. The truth is, and I've told you the truth many times, is that God is in heaven, and heaven is in you, and holy is your name. I've informed you that God wants you to know you have nothing to fear, and that there's nothing and no one to blame. You've been informed. Your captivity is over. You've been informed in truth. You're free, and so it is. That's in there. That is the truth that is in there. But there's some other stuff in there. There's the you think is not the recipient of what I've said. It's the you that thinks heaven cannot possibly be in you. It's the you who thinks your name or your nature is anything but holy. There's that you that you have made up that thinks there are a lot of people to blame, and there is a lot of stuff to fear. And one of them, the truth of you or the you made up, are running your show. And you know which is by the barometer of your feelings. If you feel deeply at peace, if you feel a peace that the scripture says passes all understanding, if you are that person that when the crap is hitting the fan and the economy is out of whack and craziness is all around you, is still smiling and breathing deeply and knowing you're secure, then you are being run by the true you, the one who knows there is nothing to fear and no one to blame. This is why going inside is so important. It's so important to go inside to remind yourself that you are the truth of you and that you are not the you made up. The you made up that basically runs with animal instincts, that basically is a machine. That when someone pushes your happy button, you're happy. Your secure button, you're secure. Your joy button, you're joyous. Your peaceful button, and you're peaceful. But if they push your intensity, negative intensity button, you are negatively intense. If they push your fear button, you're completely in fear. Being a machine or operating at a complete base animal level of fight or flight. And that's the way you approach life. I'm not going to let nobody mess with me. I lived in that way of being for so long because I had been molested as a small child. And I said to myself, when I grow up, I ain't taking no crap from nobody. And I overdid it for quite a while because every time anyone approached me with anything that wasn't just candy and lollipops, I was on guard. You ain't taking advantage of me. As within, so without. Every day I give myself over to the highest self I can be. Every day I remember that it is an opportunity for me to step into being more than I was yesterday. More in touch with who I am and whose I am. Less volatile, noticing when my shadow presents. Many of us have different ways, different things, different opportunities for us to take a look at our shadow. Some people, their shadow presents in traffic. Anytime anyone cuts in front of them, anytime anyone doesn't quickly move when the light turns from red to green. Some are triggered by any witness of racism, any witness of sexism. Some are triggered when it looks like someone isn't protecting a child. Someone is triggered when the law says you must marry this couple of the same sex, and the clerk says, I will not because I am standing in my religious principles. She triggered so many people. She didn't put it in them. She was an opportunity for it to get revealed. I love thinking of all the things that are wonderful about life. and all of the things that I should be applauding. I love remembering that I was born to be delighted and to find ways to delight myself. And I'm learning more and more and more deeply that none of you can delight me. I must delight myself. And that everything I do increases or decreases my sense of self-esteem. And everything I don't do increases or decreases my sense of self-esteem. And that when I am filled with self-esteem, I am joyous, and I am happy, and I am at peace. And I know that I know that I know God is in heaven. Heaven is in me. Holy is my name. God does want me to know. I have nothing to fear. There is nothing and no one to blame. I have been informed. My captivity is over. I have been informed. In truth, I'm free. And so it is. Who freed me? I freed me. Who had me incarcerated? I had jailed myself. But free at last. Free at last. Thank God Almighty, church. Even on Dayquil, I'm sane enough to know I am free at last. It's the best day ever.
Yes, it is.
Peace.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Charlie. Dayquil is a divine idea. Who I want to be, but thank God I'm not who I was. Wow. And the true you is holy. Hear that again. The true you is holy. Even if you're having trouble taking that truth in right now, I invite you to be willing, to just be willing to know together that we are holy.
We are holy, holy, holy. We are holy, holy, holy. We are holy, holy, holy. We are holy.
Let's know that again.
We are holy, holy, holy. nature is holy. That the metaphysical interpretation of the word name is nature, my basic self, the essence of me. That's why I love to say holy is my name, to remind myself that I am not the me I made up, the me I layer on top of who I really am, but the persona, the mask. No, I'm the essence. I am spirit. Spirit is consciousness. Whenever I say I am, I'm saying that I am pure conscious awareness of being. And whatever I follow the words I am with is my declaration to the universe and to myself that I am pure conscious awareness of being. Whatever I say, whoever I choose to be, may I never forget that my essence is holy, that my nature is holy, and that the word holy is derived from the same root, whole. I am whole, I am unfractured. The word whole is like saying I'm peace, I'm shalom. There's nothing missing, there's nothing broken. I am one whole self. I am pure conscious awareness of being one whole self, united with my Creator and at one with every aspect of creation. I learned early that the cost of me keeping my realization of my own holiness, the cost is that I recognize the holiness in all others. If I define one being outside of me, or one group of beings outside of me, as being anything less than holy, in that moment I have lost the truth of my own holiness. I am one self at one with everyone. Holy am I. Holy are you. Holy, holy, holy. Let me rest in the knowing of my own holiness, my own whole being, my own completeness. And let me extend this to everyone, everywhere, that I might delight myself, that I might encourage myself, that I might give myself every reason to rejoice and to dance, even through the valley of the shadow of so-called death. Let me rejoice. Let me proclaim the glad praise. Everyone is holy. It is the essence of us all. The cost of me knowing it about me is that I must know it about you, whoever you are. Whatever you seem to be. I'm talking to the man in the mirror. I'm asking him to change his ways. Peace be with Barnasol.
Salam Aleikum and Shalom to us all. Till we have need to be afraid.